Still a lot of reaction days after the president's address to Congress. And I'm going to bypass the question of how did you feel about it, Senator Blumenthal, because I think the average person would probably know the Democratic Party was not really in favor of what was spoken about in that address. And the Republican Party, of course, overwhelmingly loved it. So I'm going to go to more of the specifics, talking about some of the things that the president brought up, and would love to talk to you about it. And thank you so much for always making the time to come on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Melissa. Always great to be with you.
Well, I appreciate it. So, Senator Blumenthal, a couple of things that, again, I want to make sure we have a kind of an open conversation. I'm coming from more of just a Connecticut resident and not of any political affiliation. I have voted both sides of the aisle many, many elections. So I really am coming at this as a Connecticut resident. A couple of things that stood out to me in that address. One was when the president was listing a lot of the cuts that DOGE has made. And of course, that's been very controversial. And I think the average person will say not all the cuts are great. But I think that some of the things he outlined, and fact checkers said that there was nothing there that was inaccurate, at least at this point, some of the things he outlined are really disturbing. And I'm kind of surprised that even Democrats won't admit that some of the things that are being cut, it's kind of lunacy. Like the two things that stood out to me, honestly, and not for their dollar amounts, but because it's such an issue here in Connecticut and across the country, was voter confidence in Liberia, which was shocking to me because we have our issues just here in Bridgeport, and then learning progress in Asia when we are struggling substantially with our education and can't get enough funding. And so I'm surprised that there's not at least bipartisan support with the things that are being cut in other countries when we need it really badly here in America.
We need that money to be spent here in America, and I support the cuts in waste and the claim fraud cuts and other kinds of reductions in wasteful spending. The ones that he cited certainly are headline grabbers. And there's no question that we have waste in government, some of it a lot bigger than the ones he mentioned. For example, in my view, many of the Defense Department weapons platforms ought to be scrutinized for how effective they are. And there we spend billions and billions of dollars on, for example, a weapon system that makes no sense in an age of drones and submarines where we should be focusing. So my complaint about the waste claims is not that he cited spending that we should continue, but that they are stopping spending that we need. And I'll give you an example. Cutting 80,000 VA employees, as a memo that we recently uncovered would do. It wasn't in the State of the Union. He made no mention of veterans, but the Veterans Service Organization like the VFW and the American Legion joined me in raising questions about these cuts in veterans benefits processing and veterans health care, like at our VA facility in West Haven, approaching waste with a meat axe rather than a scalpel is my objection. And I couldn't put it better than the commander-in-chief of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Al Leppard, when he testified before our committee earlier this week. And he said, you know, when I was in combat, I suffered a shrapnel wound. And the surgeon who helped me said, we can cut off your arm, or we can take the pieces of shrapnel out one by one. Of course, he took the piece of shrapnel out methodically and carefully. That's what we should be doing with waste and fraud, not just cutting whole agencies out of existence and stopping the kinds of programs that really help veterans and others who are vulnerable and need it. Talk about cutting Medicaid, calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme, threatening to cut or eviscerate those programs, just meat axe again. That's what really concerns me, and that's why we'll be watching what he does, not what he says, but what Elon Musk does. And remember, it's not Donald Trump. It's really Elon Musk, who's in charge here, as he seemingly conceded in that State of the Union address by calling him out and asking him to take a couple of bows. Elon Musk is trying to enrich himself and his ultra-wealthy friends by cutting these kinds of spending. Why? Because they have tax cuts planned.
But
they need
revenue
to fund the tax cuts.
So the only thing, though, Senator Blumenthal, like you just brought up Social Security, and the thing that I found really concerning, which, again, fact checker said there's no proof that the people that the president was talking about, people who are over the age of 100, I'm not going to go through the whole list, but when he was mentioning the thousands, maybe more, way more than that, of people who have clearly deceased. Like, why are they even in the list, I guess? So, again, from just an average person's standpoint, when you hear that there are people listed in Social Security, to me, they're saying, okay, well, there's no proof that they've been paid, right? But there's no proof that they haven't been paid. So, like, why are they even in the system? And I think, to your point earlier, that we are exposing fraud, and we are exposing waste, essentially. But your point is, you know, almost like a middle ground saying, OK, if we're going to do this, we need to make sure we're thoughtfully doing it. Is that my understanding?
Doing it thoughtfully, carefully, precisely, accurately. There's no excuse for having somebody who's 150 years old in the Social Security system.
Right.
There's just none. And if somebody, by the way, it's not just finding a person who is that age, it's tracking down who may be receiving the checks. That's the real measure of whether we're rooting out fraud, not putting it in a speech and saying, oh, isn't it terrible? I'm a former prosecutor, Melissa. I was a federal prosecutor for 4.5 years, the chief federal prosecutor in Connecticut. We did government fraud claims. It wasn't enough to just announce that we discovered fraud. We wanted to prosecute the person who did it and recover the money. That's the measure of effective fraud or waste enforcement. And there's no question it should be done. It should be done more rigorously and vigorously. Cutting the number of people responsible for administering the Social Security program, as Trump has done, or I should say Musk, hundreds of people, just means honest people who deserve their benefits won't be getting them on time, or there may be mistakes in their receiving them. But
which
we ought to prosecute anybody who's getting checked unlawfully.
Right, which is totally inexcusable. We can't have people who deserve their Social Security checks not get them. But on the other side of the coin, do you think the reason the president shared that is because people, when you hear about these cuts and cuts and cuts, and really the average American, even reporters, can't keep up with the cuts and what's really true and what's really, you know, politicized. Do you think that's the reason he shared that was, hey, we need to put a pause on this because there are tens of thousands, if not more, people who are in a system who are dead and are still able to get Social Security?
I don't know that he shared the number of how many people who are dead.
I mean, he shared the number of people who are over the age of 109. I mean, he went all the way up to 300
right.
plus years of age. So to me, you're not, unless there's some modern marvel that I don't know about.
I'll give you a comparison, Melissa. When we do scrutiny of the voter list, we find people who are dead still in the list. It doesn't mean they're voting. If they're not voting, yes, we should get rid of their names on the list. But in a sense, there's no violation of law. It is inexcusable oversights or carelessness. But the harm done is when people cheat the system. And there's plenty of that going on. I think the president's citing those examples calls attention to the need for more scrutiny. That's a good thing. But at the same time, to talk about Social Security as a Ponzi scheme for everybody, well-deserving people who are on the list lawfully and maybe denied their Social Security because there aren't enough employees or workers to properly scrutinize those lists is what I'm talking about preventing. And you're right, it's a middle ground. I say let's eliminate waste, but do it with a scalpel, not a meat axe. Let's spare people who really deserve Social Security from stopping it and calling it a Ponzi scheme, or for that matter, Medicare, people over 65. He wants to, what he's talking about, eliminating the program, just like some of his cabinet members, the Secretary of Commerce, referred to Social Security as a Ponzi scheme. That's what really troubles me. And the reductions in veterans' employment, which threaten veterans' health care, like at our West Haven facility, you can't have effective surgeries or mental health care, veterans' health, veterans' crisis line, if you don't have the people necessary to provide that care. He's cutting them in the thousands. And I'm not saying that every one of those employees performs admirably, but as a whole, the veterans' care at our West Haven facility is excellent. Veterans are happy with it. Why undercut or decimate it?
No, and Senator Blumenthal, I know that we, in a way, are going to agree to disagree. I'm shocked about the VA, which is why we've reached out to our Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm pretty good friends with the commissioner there, so I do plan to tackle that and the impact it would have on Connecticut. And again, I think like we talked about, I think there's a compromise. And the thing that I think is troubling, and look, this happens every single.
Listen, I am not disagreeing with you.
Yeah,
I don't know where we're agreeing to disagree. I think we're agreeing that waste should be eliminated.
I guess that's the thing, though, Senator Blumenthal, is this is where I think politics are frustrating. And look, we saw it with the Biden administration, too, where you have the entire Democratic Party stand up and clap for everything he says and the Republican Party doesn't stand up. And I think that's wrong. I think if you're hearing about waste, I wish there was more compromise where people are coming to the table from the Democratic Party and saying to Elon Musk, look, we like the things that you are finding and we love the fact that you are finding waste. However, you're doing it irresponsibly. We would like to almost like share part in it. And instead, it's more of just attacking. And I wish we could find a way to have more compromise. And I guess that's the part that just as an average citizen, I wish we could not stay so divided and just stick with party lines. That's the part that I guess bothers me, to be honest.
And I agree with you there, too. You know, we need more bipartisan cooperation. And we should be doing it, for example, on the VA. I've asked my Republican colleagues to join me in asking for more facts from Secretary Collins, who is the director of the federal VA.
Yep.
I think you were talking about the commissioner of the state VA. Obviously, the federal cuts do not directly implicate the state VA. He's refused to provide us information, and the information that he has provided is contradictory. He makes cuts one day, then he says, we're restoring those people, then he cuts them again the next day. But overall, tens of thousands of veterans workers have been fired, and the same is true of the civilian force in the Department of Defense. Almost one half of them are veterans. They're going to be without jobs as a result of these across-the-board draconian, indiscriminate cuts. Again, I think you and I agree, waste and fraud should be eliminated. Absolutely. Let's focus on the waste and fraud, not on undercutting legitimate government services to our veterans and to others.
But then I guess that's what I'm saying, Senator, is then why can't there be bipartisan saying, hey, instead of spending the time, I guess, scrutinizing, and this isn't an attack on you per se, but just in general, I mean, I know here in Connecticut, Attorney General William Tong has spared no time just letting everyone know how awful Elon Musk is and his agenda and all that. Instead of that, why not take the time to say, hey, we like what you're doing here? Because it sounds like there are things that you're okay with. You're okay with him getting rid of some of the waste and the things that were highlighted. However, can we just let you know this is here? Like, these are the people that President Trump picked, good, bad, or indifferent. He campaigned with them. We knew that Elon Musk was going to have a hand in this. We didn't know exactly how big of a hand, but this is what it is. And I guess I don't see where it's effective that both sides can't say, okay, you're the guy, obviously, but can we just tell you what's happening here, but at the same time saying this is working? This part's not working, though. That's what I'm wondering, why we can't do that at the federal level.
We can do it at the federal level. We've been trying to do it for years. At least I have been, and I think folks generally know that as Attorney General and as a federal prosecutor, I made that effort. And people, in fact, accused me of making too much of it when I was a law enforcer. But of those efforts to root out waste and fraud and some of the actions that we took to stop it. But the point is here that there is an overreach that may hurt people. In fact, it is hurting people. It's hurting veterans who are going to the VA for surgeries and they have to wait. It's veterans who are trying to call the Veterans Crisis Line because they feel suicidal and the people there have been cut. Mm-hmm. So the calls are not answered. And, you know, so far as Elon Musk is concerned, he is using his algorithms and his AI formulas, his tech bros to make those flashing cuts without looking, as you suggested, precisely where the waste is. He just cuts people. And what is the purpose? Well, Elon Musk himself has contracts or regulatory cases with 17 federal agencies, some of them now under his control. The FAA, for example, on SpaceX, or the SEC on his corporation X or others. And of course, his contracts with the Department of Defense, billions of dollars, where he stands to be now in a much more favorable position. He's going to be, in effect, profiting from his relationship to the federal government. He hasn't disclosed his financial interests, but we know that he has those contracts. He has those cases under review.
Senator Blumenthal, I appreciate having this conversation. We have run out of time, but thank you so much. And I know we'll be talking again really soon.
Good to talk. Thanks so much, Melissa.